Lesson 4. Intervals. An interval in music is the distance between two pitches. Intervals are described by size, the number, and quality, the type. They can be melodic, both pitches played separately, or harmonic, both pitches played at the same time. Here is an example of each. Example 1. Melodic interval. Example 2. Harmonic interval. We will be learning the following intervals. Size slash number. Unison. Second. Third. Fourth. 5th, 6th, 7th, and octave. Quality slash type, major, perfect. Writing intervals above the first note, the tonic, of a major scale, and using the notes of its key, results in the following pattern. Perfect unison. Major second. Major third, perfect fourth, perfect fifth, major sixth, major seventh, and perfect octave. To make it easier, these interval names can be abbreviated to PU, M2, M3, P4, P5. M6, M7, and P8. Here are these intervals presented harmonically and in the key of C major. Perfect unison, PU. Major second, M2. Major third, M3. Perfect fourth, P4. Perfect fifth, P5. Major sixth, M6. Major seventh, M7. And perfect octave, P8. Singing these intervals melodically using their letter names and syllables can help you identify them by ear. Do, do, C, C, P, U. Do, re, C, D, M2. Do, mi, C, E, M3. Do, fa, C, F, P4. Do, so, C, G, P5. C, A, M6. Do, T, C, B, M7. And finally, do, do, C, C, perfect octave. Intervals in major keys, starting on the tonic. This same pattern of intervals is shown below, now using the notes of the other four major scales that we have learnt. Under the sol fa syllables are the solfege syllables. G major intervals. Do, do, so, so. G, G, P, U. Do, re, so, la. G, A, M2. Do, mi, so, T. G, B, M3. Do, fa, so, do. G, C, P4. Do, so, re. G, D, P5. Do, la, so, mi. G, E, M6. Do, ti, so, fi. G, F sharp, M7. And finally, do, so, G, G. Perfect octave. D major intervals. Do, do, re, re, D, D, P, U. Do, re, re, mi, D, E, M2. Do, mi, re, fi, D, F sharp, M3. Do, fa, re, so, D, G, P4. Do, so, re, la, D, A, P5. Do, la, re, t, d, b, m6. Do, t, re, d, d, c sharp. And finally, do, re, d, d, perfect octave. F major intervals. Do, do, fa, fa, f, f, p, u. Do, re, fa, so, f, g, M2. Do, mi, fa, la, f, a, m3. Do, fa, te, f, b flat, p4. Do, so, fa, do, f, c, p5. Do, la, fa, re, f, d, m6. Do, ti, fa, mi, f, E, M7. And finally, do, do, fa, fa, f, f, perfect octave. B flat major intervals. Do, do. Te, te. B flat, B flat. PU. Do, re. Te, do. B flat, C. M2. Do, mi, te, re, B flat, D, M3. Do, fa, te, me, B flat, E flat, P4. Do, so. Te, fa, B flat, F, P5. Do, la, te, so, B flat, G, M6. Do, ti, te, la, B flat, A, M7. And finally, do, do, te, te, B flat, perfect octave. You can learn to recognize these intervals by ear if you associate them with the starts, usually the first two notes, of songs. Some well-known examples of music that use these intervals at the beginning are PU, Jingle Bells. This is easy as it's the same note. M2, Happy Birthday. M3, When the Saints Go Marching In. P4, Amazing Grace. P5, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. M6, Hush, Little Baby. M7, Bali Hai, South Pacific. And finally, perfect octave, Over the Rainbow, Wizard of Oz. Here are these intervals now on the keyboard, and in all five major keys. Singing these intervals as you play these notes on a keyboard will also help you memorize their sounds, and visualizing what they look like on the keyboard will assist you when writing them. When working out major and perfect intervals, remember to think in relation to each major scale, treating the lowest note as the tonic of that major scale. As each interval has a certain number of semitones, it is useful to also memorize the following table, which shows all major and perfect intervals matched with their number of semitones. Perfect octave, P8, 12 semitones. Major seventh, M7, 11 semitones. Major 6th, M6, 9 semitones. Perfect octave. Perfect 5th, P5, 7 semitones. perfect fourth, P4, 5 semitones. Major third, M3, 4 semitones. Major second, M2, 2 semitones. And finally, perfect unison, PU, 0 semitones. If you have understood the concepts and content of Lesson 4, you are ready to test your understanding of intervals by completing the identification and construction exercises in Worksheet 4.